call this May 13th meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial to Board to order. Do we have to motion it?
No, nope. Just go straight into the minutes.
Okay, so we just motion to accept the meetings from the March 11th meeting, or do we need to?
I'll move.
All in favor?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Accepted.
Next one.
All right. Okay, so regular order for the agenda?
Yep.
So we'll consider to discuss the acts of additional names for the memorial. Are there any names this?
Yes, there's one in there, Roscoe W.
Yes.
Davidson.
Okay.
So R.D. Foster is doing quite a bit of research, and he's going through a lot of the old newspapers, and he found another one. Matter of fact, I think he said he found this the day after our last meeting. This is Roscoe Davidson, served in the Army. He was on active duty. He was born in McKinney, and he died while he was on active duty. I think he had leukemia. He had an illness. And so we've got newspaper articles. We've got his draft registration card. Indicates that he was from Melissa. We've got the, what's this, the sense? Oh, this is his death certificate.
Yeah.
And, so we have, so we got two pieces of information. He died not while on active duty, and he was from Melissa and McKinney. I guess back in those days, Melissa and McKinney were, they used to share schools and that sort of thing. So.
Well, this ISD didn't have a high school probably until the mid-90s. I had a lot of friends that went to grade school, elementary school on up, and then came to McKinney for high school.
That's the way it was. So anyway, and he meets our criteria. So
take a vote to approve his main submission to the board. Motion?
Yeah, I guess we have a motion to accept Roscoe Davidson to be included on the wall.
Second.
All in favor?
Put that. There we go.
Okay.
What does that bring us to now, Laura?
Well, we've already engraved the last eight, so this will be the first for the next year engraving.
Oh, we've already engraved them. Oh, cool.
We needed to get the purchase order out.
He wanted to get his contracting with the computer programming for his engraving.
I'm going to pass those around. So this is
business between Dallas.
I added the names in the spreadsheet. The last four on each side are added, and then you could see the last four there.
I saw them out there. This was like 2 weeks ago. Was that?
It was recent. We had to get the evidence approved, so I'll pass it around. Okay, so I'm going to pass it on. You can see the four names on each column that were added, and this is the actual picture of the engraving.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
That brings us to what, 420?
Four?
424?
I think so.
This will make 425.
So this name that we've just approved will cycle until, are we doing it once a year now?
Yes, unless you vote to, I don't know if you have to vote, but you decided to just engrave it once a year and read the names at Memorial Day.
I would say if we don't find any, if we find 10 or 20
right
now in November, we can do it, but yeah.
Okay. Agreed. Okay. The next item on the agenda is discuss the flag donation prize giveaway. Did we already?
Well,
it's actually the wording.
Yeah,
more correct.
And buying a flag display. The tournament is the 20th, I think.
Well, they postponed it.
Oh, yeah. They did?
Yeah, because I just looked because I was supposed to play.
Yeah, I think it's in September.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you have time.
So we can still, if you review the three options, Tim sent this in an email to the board at, after the last board meeting, but we never, Corona and all the other activity, we never came to a consensus on the wording, so we decided to add it to this, to the agenda for selection. Are we willing to vote in the words or we've already approved the funding for the flag drops? I think we have the flags, we just have to decide to approve the funding.
Yeah, that'll come out of his budget, so you don't have to have a vote, because it's not a lot of money. So it's just, what do you want it to say, and we'll get the case, and we'll give it to them. That'll be the prize they can give away for their tournament.
So we're going to have a little brass plaque put on the
flag. On the frames.
These were three things we come up with for the board's approval. Choose one.
I like one or two.
I like one.
Yeah, I like one.
When I Googled it, I found you can Google a phrase. And the first was the most common phrase I saw.
Was flown.
Whether it's the capital, you know, whether it's the state capital or U.S. capital.
Yeah, I like the flown. So,
okay.
I say we do number one.
Did you consider saying this United States flag?
Well, that would be
then proper. But then we're adding to the engraving cost, which would be negligible, I would think. August 31st is the new date.
You messed with me, you're spacing up, because one of those words, if not flown out, would have to move down to the second. I
mean, well, right. You could take U.S. out, because the flag will be on display.
It's kind of like,
this flag.
This flag.
It's okay.
I'm good with that. I like that. So I think we settled this flag. It's flown at the Veterans Memorial Park. Okay. All right, the next item on the agenda is to discuss the 2020 Memorial Day ceremony. So this will be...
What ceremony?
Interesting idea.
All Parks and Rec events have been canceled through June 1st, this being one of them. But Ryan came up with a great idea, so I'll let...
I was thinking of doing something, maybe... Because you have a bugler, correct?
No.
You don't have a bugler.
We don't have anything.
Can you get one?
Well, it may not need it. You just edit it. But I was thinking if you had a bugler, maybe film the bugler down there playing taps. You could film it like maybe in the right next to the wall, and then we could put out a video for the day of the Memorial Day. This is voiceover, the names.
Now, what I think it's a great idea if we get maybe McKinney TV to play on their channel.
It should be. I can request that and see if they'll do it.
Because I think we got a, reason I was showing that video, I think we got a great teaching moment opportunity for the public. There were 63 or 64 men that were killed in World War I from Palestine. 31 of those men died in the Spanish flu, almost half.
Wow.
And, I thought it would be a great opportunity to maybe honor them and remind the public that this isn't the first time we've been down this road before. It's a good teaching moment.
Kind of like it's not the first time and we'll get through it again.
Yeah. And we can use it, and we can get maybe the board members. I can come up with the bios of each of these individuals. And we can simply say, Jephthah Allen, 21 years old, McKinney, Texas, died of the Spanish flu on December or something, 1917. And then, you know, each board member can take so many, we can do it out of the wall. If we can get McKinney TV, I think that would be. And that way we could just pipe in underlay the music.
So basically, is it live or record? Just record it for a future
I think
player?
Recording would be best, because if you're live, you may have some people show up, and then we're dealing with an issue or so, and that way you just get it canned and post it to whatever outlet that day. So I think there is a Veterans Memorial page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. There is. We can put it on there, too.
Yeah, the city, I think we'll put it on there. Our communication marketing department can be tricky at times, but... don't see any reason why they would say no. So, you know that. A lot of times what they may do is if they kind of say no, they're in that vein of, you put it on that page, they'll share it.
Right.
So I think there's a way for them to get out there. And it's got 27,000 people on the McKinney page,
wow.
Someone active, so.
Would it be too much if we asked, you know, because, you know, we had the flyover, we had all this, you know, with the Blue Angels and all that last week, to have maybe the fire department and the police just kind of, as they're, you know, they're all district oriented, just drive through the neighborhoods with their sirens and maybe have kids say thank you or, you know, something like that. Because when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys remember the Jerry Lewis, I think it's still on, I know he's passed away, but Jerry Lewis Labor Day, you know, they do the fill of boots. I've seen the firefighters on the corners here.
Right.
What they used to do where I was from is I saved my coins all year. And it was like Christmas morning, you had to roll them even. And I'd save $700,000. And they go up and down your street, full bore. And you knew they were coming. And then they parked the truck. And the firefighters would go house to house with a boot. And you just dump all your stuff. But I think something like that, you know, thanking our veterans, thanking those that have lost our military family.
It'd be a lot of coordination.
Yeah, it would. And then you'd say, okay, we're going to be around your neighborhood at 11. Well, then what if the firehouse has a call?
Exactly.
You know.
I think 2 weeks is...
Right.
Challenging.
They had a parade.
Coordination.
Was it the day of the flyover? They had a parade that started it, then they went to the to Baylor.
They went through the hospital.
Along that line, every year on the 4th of July, they have a parade downtown McKinney. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that canceled?
Canceled in its normal way. They're looking at doing what they call a reverse parade. So basically what they're thinking they might be able to do is take the parade floats that would normally be driven or gone through the line, set those in parking spaces on the square and allow people to drive past them.
That's my kind of parade.
Yeah, except the person in front of you doing 5 miles an hour stops every second.
Yeah. Like at the what is that ice at the Gaylord where they all stop and I'm like, it's ice. I just took a picture of the other one. It's cold.
It's cold. Early stages of that idea, the gathering is pretty much canceled. I mean, we haven't made any official decisions on it. I've been in charge of the 4th of July event since 2012, and it was said that we're probably not doing it like we have. Still going to blow up $27,000 in fireworks, but probably not having any type of gathering event. Unless for some reason something changes between now and the middle of next week, that's probably when we're going to make our decision.
For the 4th.
So we don't have in terms of events for Memorial Day ceremony, we can't have an event, so whatever we do is just the board showing that day or a day and recording it for future.
I think we have, what are we talking about? Today's the 13th, so we have 10 days. Or 10 days to what was been that Saturday, so we have 12 days until Memorial Day. I would say to look at what you can do. There's some sunny days, which would be nicer to be out there than a cloudy, dark day, and film a few things. Normally during your ceremony on Memorial Day, you just read the names of those that are added to the wall, correct?
Right.
Okay. And I would think maybe doing that, voiceover of it, and my first thought was, yeah, if you had the bugler, it would be nice to kind of have them play out there. I don't even know what sound quality would be like, you know, trying to film Wendy and everything out there. So it might have been better to have it overlaid and edited in.
How many do we add? Over the last?
Names? Eight.
Eight? Okay. So that wouldn't be terrible. I mean, probably one each. Maybe someone would do two. But could we do, like, instead of trying to coordinate all of us to get out there with the TV people, like, you know, I'm going to have, you know, someone, and I go out there. You tell me the name and you give me the bio, and I go out there when I can.
And get it done.
Get it done and, you know, do it. I mean, the iPhones now. I mean, I don't know if they can splice all that stuff in.
I think the issue is going to be audio.
Yeah.
The big issue, the audio is really dubious outside.
Right.
consumer grade.
Mm-hmm. Can we get somebody? I mean, if we could all come together, could we get somebody to film that? I mean, that sounds like the first question.
I mean, we're all kind of working from home. So.
I think,
right. You know, so
if you're going to, unless you're going to have the person on camera, you know, saying it, I don't think audio matters if it's recorded at the site or
in an office
somewhere. And you may not, I mean, you're all pretty folks, but I don't know if you want your faces on there saying it or you want it to be more of what it is, you know, the wall.
Voiceover's fine.
I've done a few videos from the city and I'm standing out here with the mic up my shirt and buttoned in and everything, and we're trying not to get wind, and so it is kind of difficult, but
yeah, we can
that's because I'm talking, they want it to sync up with me.
You know, we could just read the bios from
the let's talk about their wearing face masks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could, for that matter, we could sit in here and read the bios.
Well, we could just read each and record it on the iPhone and you know, and in a quiet somebody, space, yeah. and then that's the voiceover, and then we have, if we can find a picture or something, or just the name on the wall of that particular person, that's right there.
This information that you have on the gentleman, Costco, do you have this on the other eight?
Yes.
Yes, we have a bio for...
I'm thinking it's kind of like the NFL draft, you know. When it's take a number, I listen to the radio sometimes on there. They name the draft pick, and they already have these canned bios when they say, you know, Roscoe Davidson was a 6'4" defensive back for the... I mean, they have this stuff, so maybe you can record that and record some of the...
And then just as we're talking on the screen, and the picture.
Yeah, we don't have pictures of most of them. That's the problem.
But we can take a picture of their name on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have the bios, that everything that Colin sent me, how I prepared it for this one for your review, I saved it. So I can email it to everyone again, at once.
It may be short and sweet, but I mean, it's something.
Yeah, for this person. Well, if you want to send that to me, I can put them all in the same format. So each piece of information is consistent. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Yeah, okay. I think an intro... And maybe it's some footage of the wall, but you've got to realize people are going to view this video who probably know nothing about that wall. Yeah. And maybe it's an intro or bio of what that wall stands for and who those people are that on it. It's just an overall, this is dedicated to them.
And we probably have, because we posted video the last couple of years from the ceremonies. So we could probably splice in like a bagpiper walking away.
NBC was there.
At the very end, you know.
I just don't know who the resource is that's going to do that work. Is it McKinney?
Right.
Somebody within the McKinney city that can do.
They have their own.
We do, but I don't know if it's.
I don't know if they get it done by next year.
In two weeks. Is
the city's kept them busy because of all the virtual programming that we're doing. They're helping.
I can put a video together.
Mm-hmm.
And
regarding the campaigns.
And so on the iPhone idea, let's build a narrative. Let's disperse it out to everybody. You take a name, you take a, you know, that sort of thing. And you can record into the iPhone. Just go into a quiet room.
Right.
And set it down and record it, and then you can email that to me, and then I can start putting this together.
And you can send it before, and we'll share it with city.
And then once I produce the video,
If by chance someone doesn't have an iPhone or anything, can they take a video? Although, just send you the video with audio, you can capture
it. I just need audio, and I have a fairly. It's a little bit bigger than that, but it's a high quality audio stereo recorder that I can. After I come to you and just put it down,
I think the Google phones have. We can record on those.
I was going to say, if you couldn't record just audio, if they sent you a video.
Yeah.
The video could be sitting there and it's the ceiling and they're talking into it to get the good audio. Can you extract
it? I can capture that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can pull the audio off.
So if we can do that part sooner than later.
Yep.
Because us reading something will take us 10 minutes, maybe 20 if we mess up. But the splicing and making it,
take 30.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that we introduce ourselves. I'm Colin Kimball, United States Air Force veteran.
I would like to introduce these names, and you know, and so we just keep it consistent. Mm-hmm.
If you had anything like this, you know, at least that picture, mm-hmm. that'd be nice.
Oh yeah. Where we have pictures, we can put them in there.
Yeah, and if not, maybe it is the name of the wall. So yeah. That if y'all need that, I can run out there.
I think we have a lot of pictures. You generally have a pretty thorough mm-hmm. photo of something that could represent that person, an image or something.
Yeah. I just don't recall on this
last day.
This set. You know, we got this one, Roscoe. We got a Marine that was killed at Contien. We got a picture of him.
I'm going to go ahead and go get the 8 now.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Colin, I think if we can work on an introduction, you know, that we would read like you described. This is, we need something besides the start of the name reading, right?
Yeah, something.
An introduction to the day.
So I would suggest that we have you introduce as chairman of the board and discuss the evolution of the wall and what the symbol is, you know. Yeah. I'll try to write all that out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we have. I've seen it a billion times on our own website, you know, for each park. I mean, we have that memorial on there. I don't know if we have an intro in there that could be worthy of
some more
snippets taken from it.
Well, you know, 2 years ago in the middle of the summer, we did an impromptu honored Bobby Younger with a ceremony the day he was buried in Arlington. Mm-hmm. And McKinney TV filmed that. They put a really nice video together. If I can get copies of that, some of that footage.
Did he talk about the wall?
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it's good.
Is it posted on the Facebook page? Do they keep archives?
I think it's on YouTube. I've seen it somewhere online. I think it's on YouTube.
Flora can find it. She found some stuff too for us.
Strange thing about the city, a lot of times, if the city puts a post on Facebook, they don't delete it. They think that way of hiding it, but they don't delete anything because some
records law.
They don't delete. Even they make mistakes. A lot of times they just don't delete. So I think if it's out there somewhere, they still have it.
Yeah, it's out there. I mean, I could pull it off of YouTube, but it would be nicer if we could get
the original.
So is our goal to have this posted, like complete and ready for posting on Saturday, the day we would normally have the ceremony? Or we're going to do Memorial Day.
I mean, I think if we have it done Saturday, that's great, but if we need till Monday.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable. We only have 2 weeks to make these changes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So all events are canceled. Any gathering really is canceled for the city.
It was lots of things that we've canceled. It's mind-boggling, but even programs. I mean, we've got
Apex has been closed.
Summer camps, and I mean, it's going to be very difficult to have a normal summer.
What happens after June 1st at this point? Other than like you talked about, July 4th is changing.
Yeah, July 4th is even more likely changing. What we're kind of waiting on is one, seeing what other cities are doing. A lot of them are already canceling. But plaintiffs already canceled all outdoor pools for the entire summer, which is a little hard to do now.
Wow.
They've done a lot of that. I mean, it's a lot of staff. So I looked up this time last year, we had 457 people on payroll. This week we have 94. And that difference is all the part-time staff that we have.
Well, there's still accepting apps for the summer camp thing.
Four people.
So these are the two separate groups of
names. Different meetings were held with four names each.
Great.
I'm just
so I can send that to everyone. We'll just pass it around. The first set you guys approved four on 9/11. Second set of four you approved recently. So I can email that.
I don't know if I would do Roscoe because obviously his name
is not buried on the
wall.
I think he'll be at the next.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
whatever. We can show the picture.
I think whatever we do, we'll have to consider in November when we do our big ceremony, introducing them now to you know.
Sure.
Even though we planned on not doing that, I think. I have Jerry Madden. I need to call him. And he agreed to be our speaker. He's a state rep. He's a West Point graduate. I think he's also a Vietnam veteran. We want to consider maybe letting him be our speaker in November.
Yeah, we could put that on the agenda.
I mean, he was a Gold Star family.
He's a Gold Star father. I mean, son. His dad was killed in World War II. He's a West Pointer. He's a state rep. And I think he's a Vietnam veteran.
Yeah, that can be one of the
suggestions. I mean, we can discuss that, but I was just thinking if...
well, we obviously can't do it now, so...
Yeah, but if we would... We could just say, hey, can't... Well, we won't tell them, but I just think it would be a courteous thing to do.
If we can meet, who knows? November sounds like a far away time away, but...
We know we can have that.
So then it definitely can be an agenda item.
I think the only thing that's going to stop anything in the fall is going to be a resurgence of this second go around. I mean, I think that we're going to probably go up on everything we can do in the summertime, and then if anything brings us back down, it's going to be that.
So, and with the election coming up, I wonder if that's. I think we've all been. There's something about this that just doesn't seem right to me.
I'm in total agreement.
Okay, so we have a plan. We're going to...
I'll start working on... I think I've got your email, so I'll put a narration together.
Okay, so what do you need from me besides sending you the 8 files electronically?
I can just take these with me.
Okay. Is it easier? Was it easier for an email, though?
The other one, yeah. We'll need the files.
Yeah, I'll just send it to everyone, okay. And y'all do what we want with them there.
And then we can assign them, Colin, yeah, you and I can work to assign them. Does everybody, we have everybody's email. They're all on the distribution email. Everybody can forward.
And then just the standard intro that we would.
Yeah,
just whatever you want to boilerplate everybody to say the same thing, and then read whatever you assign us, and then you're able to splice it.
Okay, so what else do you need from me besides the bios?
Do we want a picture of all of us to put in the video? Do we have a group shot from
the last?
We do, but I think you have to leave early, so I don't think it includes you. The one with Ben Taylor?
Yeah.
We can Photoshop you.
That's what I was going to say. just put somebody in a mask.
We can put hair on your head.
Can you give me like 40 more pounds?
Okay. Where you stepped out, we were discussing.
If everybody wants to send me your favorite Saturday shot,
the beginning
when you're saying,
Facebook,
hey,
and
I'm
TV,
Matt Parker,
make it. Okay.
There'll be a 2-second image, you know, and then. So if anybody can send me their favorite headshot.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I got a headshot.
Send
you're
me
gonna,
one from
you're gonna get messed with.
Send me one wearing your dress blues.
Okay, so I think just a quick review. You're going to send the electronic version of the 8 names out to everybody, and the next week we'll decide. Colin and I will work on
the
introduction
this weekend,
and we'll distribute the names for reading. Everybody take a couple of attempts at the reading and send it, email it back in, and then Colin. I think the goal should be if we can do that by the end of next week.
Yep.
That way it gives us a week to work and refine the video. And
so the whole thing is to put the audio portion together first.
Yeah.
That dictates the length.
And then you can stick it on existing video with new audio if we had to. Because I think we have lots of footage of the memorial already from past events. And we'll post it. It will be a modified Memorial Day ceremony. All in favor of the plans we discussed? Or actually a motion for the...
This is just a discussion.
Oh, we don't have
so you can decide whatever you want and put into action.
Okay.
That
covers the minutes. We have no citizens to offer comments.
Board comments? I have one. It's along the lines of Tim retiring, bringing on his replacement. I was talking with Ryan, maybe adding another employee liaison and opening up to citywide so that anyone that's a vet within the city, you can interview them. I don't know how you want to do that. Maybe you can decide the details. But when Tim goes, I don't think Ryan will. You have a lot on your, he has a lot on his plate already. So we can get another city employee that's a vet to take Tim's spot. And we'll have Bodie Sandlin still be the parks and maintenance liaison, because he knows exactly what to do, when to do it for all the ceremonies.
He's the supervisor who does every event we have out there.
Well, the way I think of it,
did we approve this retirement?
I know, I missed one meeting.
Was that, I thought that was just a discussion, not a like an actual vote. Yeah.
Don't worry, it's dishonest.
So we can make this an agenda item so that you can officially discuss it and then come up with details. Do you do they interview them? Does someone?
I don't know if Forbes have interviewed the liaison.
The liaison is appointed by the director.
We're kind of the liaison, aren't we? It's up to us to kind of figure out what the veteran wants.
I think
it's up to you guys to say whether we can or can't.
In a way. Yeah, I think that, you know, that I don't mind serving here, but I think it probably would be fitting to have someone with some military background. I don't. So we do have number in the city who do, and probably someone who may want to step up.
Would like to be the city employee liaison.
But
to Colin's point, I mean, you're that E, in my mind, you're that ease of, as we come up with things, you're that voice of reason, and so I just,
you know, to me, Bodie seems like he'd be,
well, that was my,
never thought Tim the voice of reason,
didn't I? That was my brief discussion with Mike Towski, our director, and Ryan one day, that Bodie has, every single event we've had at the Veterans Memorial Park, Bodie has been involved with.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
big thing. He's kind of like my facilities supervisor that takes care of a myriad of tasks.
Yeah. So we can talk about
it. Yeah, we can just put it on the other list. That's that. Yeah.
I think ultimately it'll be Cassie's call.
Yeah, ultimately it'll be our director's decision.
One of the issues is putting a figurehead in there that can't really, you know, if I go to Tim and say, hey, can I have a flag? I don't want to go to somebody and say, hey, can I have a flag?
Well, that would.
Let me talk to Ryan.
No, that would still be like a Bodie thing. My thought with the city employee that's a vet would have the contacts, like how you say, I know, like Mr. However, so you would have someone else that would say, I know, it's a network thing, is you can, you know, a speaker, someone that would have more of a networking contact thing.
Yeah. That's up to the agenda for next time. Yeah, we'll discuss it. We'll settle it with the rest of the board. Okay.
Sorry, I'm
retired. Just be aware that as soon as you appoint someone, he's probably out.
Tim, what is your retirement? I forgot what you said.
November 20th.
He's going to go sit in a park.
And call the city and complain.
Yeah.
I guarantee the first thing I'll tell him is, sir, you live in Lowry's Crossing.
Hey, did they have beavers over in one of the parks?
Oh, they are.
Not anymore.
I live in Mount Lakes, and we've got an otter over there.
Someone caught two otters, and we let them loose because otters and beavers don't always see eye to eye. But we have trapped some beavers, and they were relocated.
They come back.
Okay.
They were relocated. That's the official.
I didn't ask the question.
You remember the story in Walt Disney World that little boy was killed by the alligator, and they said that it was euthanized. I'm like, euthanized? Who gave an alligator a shot? He put it to sleep.
Yeah. I was getting that close.
I think it was a little bit how it happened, probably.
No other items?
No more pork nuts.
Got me.
Yep. Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. A little different. That's for sure. Yeah. So please look for the email. We're going to send out the electronic.
Yeah, I'll do it tonight before I leave.
Talk. You got my phone. They were talking.